Welcome back to the Torah. The Parasha Emor. Speak to the Kohanim. More direction. More regulations. More spiritual symbolism. These orders given to the Kohanim, the priests. Leviticus 21 today. Picking it up in verse 16, Adonai said to Moshe, "Tell Aaron, none of your descendants who has a defect may approach to offer the bread of his God. No one with a defect may approach. No one blind, lame, with a mutilated face or a limb too long, or a broken foot or a broken arm, a hunchback, stunted growth, a cataract in his eyes, festering or running sores or damaged testicles. No one descended from Aaron the Kohen who has such a defect may approach to present the offerings for Adonai made by fire. He has a defect and is not to approach to offer the bread of his God." Restrictions for the priests. In the same way, no defect was to be present in the animals that were given as offerings. There was to be no physical defect in the priests themselves. The Talmud offers some explanation for this that I found to be applicable. It says that the Mishnah taught that a priest whose hands were deformed should not lift up his hands to say the priestly blessing. And Rabbi Judah said that a priest whose hands were discolored should not lift up his hands because it would cause the congregation to look at him during this blessing when they should not. Interesting way of looking at it. Hadn't seen it that way myself. But that the defect, and these specific defects are listed for us in Torah, it wasn't so much about the prohibition of the person, but that their defect would cause the people that have come to worship to be distracted and to focus on the person and his defect. So to remove the distraction, the defect and the defected person is to abstain from being in the presence of the people bringing the offerings. I think, in addition, the perfect priest without defect is here a foreshadowing of the coming great high priest, the spiritual high priest, our Messiah Yeshua, who, being tempted in all points, was without sin, it says. And that our great high priest, our heavenly high priest, according to the book of Hebrews, is without blemish, ascended in the heavens. And so the perfect priest on earth, without blemish physically, was pointing us forward to the ultimate perfect Kohen of our souls. He may eat the bread of his God, verse 22. Both the especially holy and the holy, only he is not to go into the curtain or approach the altar because he has a defect, so that he will not profane my holy places, because I am Adonai who makes them holy. For me, this reminded me of Yeshua and his continued outreach to the poor, the lame, and the blind. People who were poor, who were begging for their subsistence, were often people who were handicapped physically, blind, or deaf. A poor person would have to beg because they were not able to work. So a poor person typically was lame, handicapped in some sort of way, or blind, physically challenged. And so prejudices, no doubt, had crept into that culture from these writings in the Talmud and the Torah about the handicapped or the mutilated or the deformed. So when Yeshua said to the one who had invited him to the party, Luke 14, verse 12, Yeshua said this: "When you give a lunch or a dinner, don't invite your friends, brothers, relatives, or rich neighbors, for they may well invite you in return, and that will be your repayment. Instead, when you have a party, invite poor people, disfigured people, the crippled, and the blind." See how Yeshua was elevating the disfigured, or the poor, or the crippled, or the blind, bringing them back into a place where the people would once again show compassion and mercy, rather than exclusion. Also from the Talmud, one particular ancient rabbi, Rav Ashi, he deduced from Leviticus 21:20, and I like this, that arrogance constitutes a blemish. Doesn't it though? There's nothing more revolting than an arrogant person who is supposed to be representing his God. Chapter 22 and verse 1, Adonai said to Moshe, "Tell Aaron and his sons to separate themselves from the holy things of the people of Israel, which they set apart as holy for me, so that they will not profane my holy name. I am Adonai. Any descendant of yours through all your generations who approaches the holy things that the people of Israel consecrate to Adonai is unclean and will be cut off from before me. I am Adonai." Continued warnings here against being in a state of uncleanness, having sin on your hands, and going and serving the Lord, you see, in an unrepentant state. This is really the focus of these restrictions here in Leviticus 22. That when we come before God to serve Him, we must do so in a state of holiness, with an attitude of separation, turning our sins over, repenting of our sins before we come to worship, to come to serve, an attitude of introspection. Yeshua himself amplified this even further when he said, "When you come to the altar to leave your gift, and you remember there that someone has something against you, that we are to go and reconcile with that person first, then come and leave your gift." at the altar. I am Adonai, verse 9, who makes them holy. Verse 16 again, because I am Adonai, who makes them holy. He's wanting us to not go through the ritual of religion and yet in a state of being blemished by our sins. But we are to be separated, holy, pure in the heart before we come to serve Him. With the right motives, with the right attitude, at peace as much as possible with our fellow man, because He is holy, we must present ourselves with an attitude of holiness. Torah 101 Daily.